one?
What?
But they've got a cheddar and beer flavored one.
You're worth it. Let's try them out if you see them.
Hello and welcome to Bunta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben and I'm posted up on the corner with my crew. This is as good as life gets. It's a lazy summer afternoon and we're drinking beers, listening to Dub Side of the Moon and just chopping it up. My boy Andrew's trying to see if he can still do a handstand. Andrew, you're crazy.
I drank too many beers before doing this.
You can't do a handstand. Come on, dude.
I reckon I could do it.
Oh, don't hurt yourself, though. We will catch you. Dude, we will catch you.
I reckon I could do it. Voice of a man who's had 5 beers and weighs 30 kilos more than he remembers weighing.
Oh, man. I had an embarrassing exactly this incident probably like a year ago at a staff party where I had like 4 beers. We were doing lawn bowls, so, you know, big open grassy space. Mm. I was like, I could definitely still do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
Landed exactly on my hip. And I don't know, like lawn bowls is a thin layer of grass and then concrete.
It's like concrete, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sort of built for very different kind of motions.
Yes.
I had to play it off like it wasn't that big of a deal because of my beautiful staff were looking at me, all of whom are like mostly in their 20s and early 20s while I'm dying.
And that shit works. That shit works way better in your 20s when, like, number one, you would have been drunker.
Yes.
And number two, you can actually take some kind of full force blow to most of your body and go,
you just bounce it off. The human body is just basically, it's impervious to damage when you're in your early 20s, which is why you should take every risk that occurs to you.
Yes,
if you are young and stupid,
do more cartwheels.
One of my ankles makes a loud snapping sound with every step that I take.
Yeah.
After you get into your mid-35s, any HP damage?
How you
mid-35?
Like 6 months point of being 35.
Exactly there.
I'm coming up on my mid-35s. I'm not far off.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
Not me.
Well,
I'm
going to
be young forever.
Yeah. If you take any damage, it immediately triggers a ragdoll state.
Yeah, you can't take damage anymore.
You go GTA 4 mode the moment something happens to you. Yeah.
Just wait till you hit your Just wait till you hit your late 42s. You're gonna get so scared of ladders, dude.
Oh yeah, you don't want to Bill Leak yourself,
dude. I'm so frightened of ladders.
Oh, Molly Meldrum himself?
Did he up on my roof?
Yeah, he fell off something.
Yeah.
I don't think he fell off something. I think a heavy hatch fell down and hit him on the head.
Isn't that what happened to Bill Leak? I thought he was the hatch.
I thought he fell off a roof and it made him racist.
I think Bill Leak got hit twice.
He fell off a deck?
Who got hit by a hatch?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a deck collapse.
Yeah.
I think.
He fell off the deck that makes you not racist.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's butt fell off.
Well, he's not on the deck anymore.
The ground that makes you racist.
Well, the ground's neutral, I think. I think the deck was stopping him from just reaching his neutral state, which is super racist.
Racism, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The ground holds him forever now because he's dead.
He died, yeah.
He died.
Yeah, now his son is drawing racist cartoons in the style
worse,
of his dad.
Yeah, his son's somehow worse. So yeah. Like when you've got parents and the kid is taller than both of them, and you go like, how does that work? How does that shake out?
Molly Meldrum got injured for gayer reasons, actually.
We can't say
was
that.
Called, an ambulance was called after Meldrum fell 3 meters downstairs while putting up Christmas decorations around his spa area. Beautiful.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Ben trying to decide if he's going to allow that one.
We'll see. And if you just heard a harsh cut, my dude Theo is trying to list all these favorite bits from the John Wick movies. Theo, let's say what your favorite bit from the John Wick movies is at the same time. You ready? 3, 2, 1, knife museum.
Shotgun part. Oh, okay.
Dragon breath. Top down dragon breath shotgun part from number 4.
Nah, I was thinking the shotgun scene at the start of the party. In, you know, the big party, he goes in and he assassinates, maybe that's towards the end of the party, and he, assassinates his former...
The sexy Italian lady.
Sexy Italian, his
the
former sexy
Italian,
Italian lady. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some good shotgun bits in that.
And he gets that cool Benelli shotgun.
I know, I'm just a purist, I think. I think when it comes to me, you know, John Wick, I love it when he's blasting fools.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it when he shoots people with their own gun. Yeah. I think that's cool.
I think when he throws a gun at someone or a part of a gun at someone, that's kind of as good as it gets.
So the part that I am thinking of is where he is using the shotgun and he runs out of ammo. So he kind of pinces his enemy to the wall, like pushes it up there using the shotgun, puts one shell in the chamber and fires it. Just incredible areas.
That's really awesome.
So cool how he slides those shells in there.
And I could describe scenes from the John Wick movies all day.
We could just do that for the whole podcast, really.
Whole
episode. Himmel and Hole, you know that? Fucking every part of that just goes off like crazy.
The fucking stair scene. They're rolling down those stairs.
A friend of mine,
when they killed a dog. Oh.
A guy I know tapped out of John Wick 4 during the staircase scene. Like, he left the cinema.
Wow. Why?
Just got mad?
It was Joel, Lucy. He just was like, I can't do this anymore. And he just left.
I think after 3.5 movies, he's like, you know what?
That's about enough John Wick
for me. It's lost its sheen right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a chick in the crew, but she's crazier than some of the dudes. Lucy's showing off an awesome new dance she just invented. Lucy, that's so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm kind of not like other girls. I'm just kind of like one of the guys.
Yeah. So I'm like one of the guys.
Just kind of like hanging with the crew here.
And when
doing
we complain about our chicks, you're like, yeah, chicks are so complicated and annoying.
Yeah, there's just so much drama, you know. I just don't like the drama of them.
Why don't they keep it simple? Why don't they just like get their crew to post up on the corner?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, girls, you never see a crew of girls posted up on the corner, do you?
Never. What is up with that? Do you think maybe we, I don't want to sound like, you know, whatever, but do we need to give them the social license to post up on the corner with their crew, like to bring them into the fold? Because for us,
ladies,
it's natural.
Can do it.
But they've been told their whole lives, you can't post
you
up on the corner
post
with
up
your crew.
On the corner with your crew. With you,
I mean, it must be easy, like probably more comfortable to post up on the corner with your crew, like wearing a skirt. Have you guys ever thought about that?
Oh.
How it might be a little more comfortable to kind of, you know, you're posting up on the corner with your crew and, you know, you're a lady and maybe, you know, for me, my jeans are getting in the way.
Yeah.
My junkos are...
Your junkos.
That's the pronunciation we're going with for that.
Majankos.
I guess you do have to pick a vowel. They don't provide one for you.
They don't. It is a...
Yeah. I don't know if you picked the right one.
Sick junkos.
Oh, you got them Jankos on?
Jankos.
You jonking today?
But what if you're wearing a skirt?
I think the problem with the skirts, though, is that that's going to mess with your trying to do a handstand with the homies business. You know?
That's true.
Well, you just got to let it go.
Yeah.
You can wear a dress. You can wear a dress with Converse even, you know?
I'm kind of wearing my granny briefs anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get Theo in one of those ones that has like built-in shorts in the skirt.
Theo, I don't know if you just want to be inviting this from our audience. I don't know if this is like I think some posts are going to get pretty interesting for you.
This guy wants a skirt.
And if she wants to wear a skirt, she can. People being kind of weird at you about some stuff that is maybe a little bit personal, that happens to celebrities. We talk about celebrities in Celebrity Watch. Where the fuck is the theme?
Celebrity Watch.
Hey, that theme sung by our beautiful friend Demi Lardner. More episodes of So You Want to Win a Penis Pump out on YouTube now.
Yeah, fuck, it's so funny. Good.
It's really good.
Jesus,
it's so upsetting.
So good.
It's so hard to watch.
It is so easy to watch, and it is majestic. It's so beautiful. It's so perfectly done and edited, and everything about it is just wonderful. Please watch. So You Want to Win a Penis Pump.
So beautiful that Demi's doing that and Tom is on the Australian Bake Off show.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah.
So weird seeing him in such an emotionally pure environment.
Yeah. It's fucked up. We shouldn't be there. It's wrong.
I disagree. Tom's a person.
Oh, he's a sweet angel.
Yeah, he's a full angel.
Yeah.
A fully fleshed out, like, very gentle, very loving, very kind, very thoughtful person.
Yes.
Who has also just put in his, like, 10,000 hours of, like, looking at fucked up shit on the internet because it's the only thing that brings him true joy, apparently.
Sometimes I find the divine and the profane are somewhat linked.
This isn't really news per se. I just had a thought today where I was like, what are the kind of posts that would happen if there was an Adam Sandler subreddit? And there is. So here are some of those posts.
Great.
Here we go. I'd love to hang out with Adam Sandler. Me, my wife, and the Sandman.
Yes.
What would you and your wife kind and of Adam Sandler do?
Asymmetrical outage.
Well, actually, I think it actually brings it back to it because you would have a power imbalance if it's just you and Adam Sandler, but if it's two of us, you brought it back to parody.
Yeah.
Can I say something maybe controversial? Because this is the joke that we're all going to think about this, obviously. I don't think that the average Adam Sandler fan is going to be into, like, cuck stuff. I think they genuinely just want to hang out with the Sandman.
Yeah, they just want to hang out with the Sandman. Wouldn't be a top choice for cucking, surely.
Well, you'd be making too many jokes.
Yeah.
You'd be very laughing funny. Too much He'd be doing the voice. Sexually annoyed.
He'd ask me to leave, and I'd be like, all right, it's the Sandman. I'd be too busy talking about our shared birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
Man, you really cleaned up in the birthday lottery. Like, you've got some great ones. I'd really love to meet Adam Sandler someday. That would honestly be one of the coolest experiences of my life. My wife would be just as excited. The three of us could hang out for a bit, maybe grab a beer, or who knows, maybe Adam would come up with something fun and unexpected to do. Who knows? Maybe one day we will see him if he visits Minnesota.
What an incredibly mild dream.
Right?
Like, I just want to hang out with Adam Sandler.
It's not even like, what if I met him and, like, we got to be friends and then he invited me to, like,
movies.
I was in Grown Ups 3 and I got to go to Dubai and, like, abseil off a building and go down the world's longest water slide or whatever. No, it's just, what if we went for a beer and it was nice?
I think the thing that really sells me that there's no pervert subtext to this is the Minnesota part. I mean, like, oh, that'd be nice if he came to Minnesota.
If we see you around.
Oh, hi there. Oh, gosh, honey, it's Adam Sandler. This post is titled Big Daddy Tub Scene.
Okay, now will this be horny?
I found one clip on YouTube that made me want to go back and watch Big Daddy again. Mm-hmm. Basically, Adam Sandler dresses up as Scuba Steve and tells Cole Sporse he needs to take a bath, and he did.
Cole Sporse.
I still like both as actors today. I was prob 14 or 15 when Big Daddy came out. That's the end of the post.
Wow. I haven't seen Big Daddy in a long time. Maybe it's time to revisit Big Daddy.
14 or 15 is a weird age to, like, fondly recall this particular scene. Like, if you were the same age as Cole Sporse was in Big Daddy, and you were like, and maybe you've got a troubled relationship with your father, you know, and you think, gee, if only I had a nice, funny father figure like Big Daddy Adam Sandler to dress up like Scuba Steve, get me to take a bath. But instead, he's like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
That's you're kind of not identifying with Cole Sporse or Adam Sandler.
I think you just find it funny. I think you're laughing at the Sandman.
Oh, he's Jughead? He's Jughead?
Yeah, that's
there
Jughead.
You go. All right, I'm just connecting some stuff right now.
Is Dylan Sporse also in the movie? Or was it only one Sporse?
I think they're both in the movie because...
I think they both played that kid, right? Well, a pair of Sporses.
Because the American labor practice thing where like there's a limited amount of time that children can be on set filming movies. Like when
it's always
you're a
twins.
Yeah. It was two kids, yeah.
It's like Mary-Kate and Ashley and shit, you know?
That's why the 5G makes embryos split more often so that there's more twins so that Hollywood can have more child actors.
That's right.
That's why they put the fucking 5G everywhere.
Yes, correct. both of them were in Big Daddy.
That's it.
It's a twofer.
But then only one of them in Riverdale.
Yeah,
weird.
I think.
Why do you know about Riverdale?
What? Yeah. What is your river? Have you seen Riverdale?
I've seen bits of it, like not like intentionally, but like Caitlin was watching Riverdale for a while.
Interesting. Right. The only thing that nearly got me to watch it is there's a bunch of episodes directed by the incredible queer film director Greg Araki came in and directed a bunch.
You should watch Riverdale. Right. It's fucking insane.
I've heard that stuff about the Worm King.
Mental, insane television program.
The Sporse twins were in Big Daddy, and then the same year, The Astronaut's Wife, the Johnny Depp sci-fi thriller, then Diary of a Sex Addict. But if I keep scrolling down here, we get to discography. 2005 release, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
Oh, no. That's very bad.
Oh, what a title. Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. On
some people
Disney
are just
Mania
on a different
4.
Wavelength, aren't they? And, yeah. And sometimes that wavelength is a little slower. Doesn't propagate as quickly.
This post is titled, Adam Sandler Abacus Joke. My buddy says there is a skit where Adam Sandler says, break out your abacus, motherfucker. We have looked it up and asked different AIs about this joke or the line from the skit, and it doesn't seem to exist. Is he tripping? Now, this is a crew posted up on a corner.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
These guys be like, you remember
that Adam Sandler
line?
You're tripping.
Break out your abacus, motherfucker. You're crazy. He never said that. Let's ask it several AIs.
I actually kind of, even though we've seen some truly, truly horrifying news about AI in the last 24 hours, probably too much of a bummer to get into, but let's just say, they should publicly execute Sam Altman. But like that actually kind of seems like the perfect use for AI is as another member of the crew on the corner, because you can ask them stuff and maybe it remembers it correctly. Maybe it doesn't.
True. It
just
does.
Like a homie on the corner.
Yes. Yeah. Oh shit.
That is
there's
a
no,
good it, controversial point.
No Wikipedia. Getting on your phone.
Yes.
Fact check your bro.
Fuck.
That's a party foul.
No, nope. That's we all know that like the phone ruined the pub argument.
Yeah,
unless the phone is wrong half the
is
time.
Wrong half the time, yes.
Andrew.
We
fuck.
Found it. We found the one use case for AI.
It is just like you may as well not have it. You may as well just integrate another human into the crew.
Yes. But if the balance of your crew is off, or maybe if you have an even number of homies and you'd like to settle the argument by tipping it over, you know, you need a tiebreaker vote.
That's right.
And
by
it's going to be weird, like, introducing it. Like, oh, hey, guys, this is my buddy J-Bot. Yeah, sorry, he's a bit, so, like, one time I asked him how many R's are in strawberry and he didn't know.
Yeah.
And we had argument for, like,
he's
2 hours. So maybe he's got something. But
I wrote it out and I circled all the R's and I asked him again, but still got it wrong.
But you can never wear him out. He's always up for a chat.
He said, I'm Night sorry, you're absolutely right. There are 1,000 R's in strawberry.
you are correct. That painting is called Here Comes Mr. Pipe.
I think, I think you can use it as a tiebreaker because... You know, ideally, everybody wants to add another homie to the crew.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
there's
in the absence
There's always room
of
for
that,
one more homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at some point it turns into a mob, right?
True.
Yeah.
Too many homies.
Then you need to break out.
Spoils the mob.
What's breakout the perfect hangouts? Number of
perfect
people
number
to have in your crew?
Seven.
Yeah.
So I think
seven's too many.
I think seven's too many because you're gonna pass this threshold where... It's not so much fun for you guys, but it starts to become like maybe a little intimidating to the like owner of the corner store that you hang out in front of.
Shit, yeah,
you don't want to be scaring people away. I think three or four homies.
Three or four to be posted up outside.
That's also enough of you that like one of you is going to occasionally be buying like a Red Bull or a Slurpee, you know, like kind of earning your spot out there in front. But if there's too many of you, might scare some customers off.
I might,
and then
lightly,
you're gonna get shooed away, and you're gonna have to find somewhere else to hang out.
Yeah, it's become a gang.
I might lightly
point.
Push back. I don't think you're ever going to have 100% attendance of the crew. I think having seven, knowing that on the day...
So seven exists, but you're not probably, posting up with seven usually. Yeah. It's probably four or five.
People are dropping in and dropping out at the corner.
Where's J-Bot? He's charging.
But Ben, can I push back on your pushback?
And I just would say, love for you to do that.
I mean, look...
It's actually twice as much force if we sort of both do it at the same time.
Sometimes someone's going to bring their girl. And even though she's cool, she's not going to fucking, she's not going to weird the vibes or anything like that.
Well, Lucy's not going to
like it. I'm kind of the only girl. I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, you're the only one pissed off about this. Like everyone else is like riffing. They're all vibing with her. And you're just like frowning.
Just girls just really harsh the vibe, you know?
She seems like a massive slut.
Yeah.
Girlfriend seems like a slut, actually.
Yeah, what is it, a slut party today?
We're letting girls hang out with the homies now?
Another post here. I urge everyone to watch Pixels synced with Dark Side of the Moon.
And how's Pixels spelled there, Ben?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Andrew. Pixels is spelled P-I-X-L-E-S, like axles.
Pixels.
Fucking hell.
I'm only to money now, but the amount of syncs is perfect. Start the album, the Sony logo ding.
He didn't even
He's not even done. How far through is money? Like halfway through?
Like halfway.
But the lack of capitalization on that confused the fuck out of me for a second.
Yeah.
I'm it's only to
track
money.
Six. God damn, you're like 20 minutes in and you're like, holy fuck, I think they did
fuck
this on
me.
Purpose.
Pausing them both at the same time so that you can get onto Reddit.
Oh my god, using the remote with his toe. here's another one. The post is titled, which Adam Sandler character should be visible from space?
Okay.
And that is the whole post. There is nothing else. There's no body text.
Doesn't give us a lot to go on. Like as a monument?
As like an inflation giant thing?
Oh. Like
we blew up Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
made him big him because you've got to eliminate Billy Madison right out of the gate, right? Because Billy Madison is just Happy Gilmore Jr.
Yeah, I actually think there might be some sort of common thread running through a lot of Adam Sandler characters.
Do you think they shared some? Okay,
yeah,
kind of DNA. I think that Billy Madison is probably the least like identifiable on an individual level. No, that's not true. Big Daddy. He looks the same in all those. I think the question is actually which ones are most visually identifiable.
Yeah.
Waterboy is right
Zohan
up there.
Oh, yeah. Little Nicky?
Little Nicky, yeah. Yeah. But Zohan. I think if you were going to make that one visible from space, you'd also have to broadcast an incredibly loud speaker of him doing the voice.
I think it should be him from Uncut Gems because, one, he would have survived the ending, and two, I don't think money would be a problem for him anymore because he could just pick up a plane and put it in his pocket.
Okay, who's going to stop him?
The U.S. Army?
What's he doing with a plane?
Mike
You've taken this to a place that I didn't anticipate at all. Hey, speaking of Little Nicky, did you guys ever see that the 1 hour MTV special that Adam Sandler did promoting Little Nicky? Where he got a bunch of like actors and musicians that he liked to come on, and they were just like, he was basically posting up with his crew, chatting about the movie Little Nicky to promote it. And as part of it, Deftones came on, and then with Adam Sandler playing guitar as well, they perform an acoustic version of Be Quiet and Drive while the footage of the sad scenes from Little Nicky play out in slow motion on TVs behind them.
God,
it's really
good.
Fucking cool.
Man really knows how to use this fame, you know?
God, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I do. If I had access to get fucking Chino to come hang out, Chino, you want to post up with me and my crew?
I thought you meant Al Pacino from Jack and Jill. That's what we call each other. Chino and the Sandman.
Oh, like, fucking the set of Heat. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro calling each other Nero and Chino.
They like Sandler's gotta be incredibly good value, right? Like,
it seems like he'd be genuinely fun to hang out with.
he seems like he is genuinely an incredibly like lovely and funny and gracious person and everything, which also explains why he's managed to get like Al Pacino and Jack Nicholson and shit to be in insanely stupid movies with him.
Yeah, I think they were also paid huge amounts of money.
I'm sure they were. Probably. Well, but that also seems to be another endearing factor of Adam Sandler is that he gets enormous budgets for things, loaded with product placement, and then just pays all of his buddies shitloads of money to hang out and goof off.
And to do like destination movies.
Yeah, for the last however long, all of his movies are just like, hey, we're going to do this at this like resort in Africa. Yeah. All my friends are coming. Yeah.
Have you but seen Rob the Schneider grown-ups movies? Too, have you been watching these?
I have not seen them.
Okay.
We've seen Blended. There's a lot of tourist stuff in Blended.
Mm-hmm.
We did watch Happy Gilmore 2.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, how was it? Terrible?
Odd. There's funny Happy Gilmore stuff in it, but also the movie starts with him killing his wife by accident and then sinking into a deep depression and alcoholism.
Cool.
Strong sobriety message all through this movie. Very odd.
Really?
Very odd. Also, he cast his wife and his daughters in it. It made me go, I wonder if one of his kids is sober and was hey, you should put in a plot where he becomes sober and it's cool and good.
Yeah. Punch Drunk Love, that's a good one.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that's a wonderful film.
And we can just list Adam Sandler movies.
They're not making that guy visible from space.
Can we list Adam Sandler movies?
I did pretty well, all right? I did pretty well. I forgot about Big Daddy.
You were preparing your whole fucking life for this. We had a tiebreaker question at trivia where they get one person from each table to line up in a line and they just keep going through each naming movies from the filmography of a specific star.
Was I heard Adam Sandler and I was Adam like, Sandler. Let's go.
Lucy flamed out at... Were you second?
I think I came second or third.
She's got this in the bag. She has that brain thing that she has. She loves Adam Sandler. These other people are going to get absolutely fucking smoked by her.
Yeah.
It's like one... I don't go to trivia much, but like one trivia thing I went to. I'm going to say 18 to 20 years ago.
Nice.
Where whole thing goes on at this pub, but then there's like one entire bonus round that is just a sheet of questions about Jean-Claude Van Damme. All right.
Wow.
It's in my element.
Cracking my knuckles.
Fucking a friend of the show, Chev, and I did trivia at a pub in, I want to say Inverell maybe, somewhere in regional New South Wales. And it was clearly one where, like, you just pay a subscription, like the pub pays a subscription and they get given a trivia thing every week to read out. And it was just like grey nomads and country people. And the theme of the trivia that week was like sci-fi. And like one of the bonus rounds was just name all of these Star Wars characters. And I'm just sitting there being like, boop, 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 boop. You know, we won by such an incredible margin. It was embarrassing. Wow.
Got your Chud Guppo. You got your Blamp Sparko.
Like the halftime bonus round thing was that they gave you some like Play-Doh and asked you to make a sculpture. Chev has a degree in sculpture. We were just like,
come on.
Yeah, we had a pretty good time. Another post here. Best row to see Sandler? I just got tickets to go see the man himself in Seattle in October. Oh, I'm in the fifth row in the middle. Think that'll be good enough view, or should I try to get closer? There's a second row available. Front. Anyone ever have the fifth or second row? How is the view?
Fourth row, don't answer.
Why do you care about the view at a comedy
show? Third row, don't answer.
This is so insane. How absolutely different insane. Do you think? Like,
what do you mean?
There's front row and there's everything else.
Yeah.
I love the idea that seeing Adam Sandler live somehow makes this specifically different to any other live show you've ever seen.
Only weigh in if you have specific experience about the fifth and the second row.
Sixth row, kill yourself.
This just is... What type of brain do you need to have? I mean, like, I don't want to be too close, you know?
The fifth row is fine because you will potentially be able to, like, kind of call something out if it's relevant. Don't just yell shit out at a comedy show. No. Like, wait until you're kind of invited.
Is anyone in here a dental nurse?
Yes.
Me! Oh! I am!
Yeah. You need fifth row or a head for that. For
fifth
sure.
row's okay, but like first row, maybe you don't want to like get dragged for your pants.
Maybe you don't
want to
get roasted.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
this guy's wearing white pants.
The sandmaster starts riffing on you?
Yeah. The sandmaster?
Oh, you guys here together? You dating? You shouldn't be.
Yeah. No! You are much uglier than her.
Yes.
I think I saw your picture in the most recent edition of Tiny Useless Dick Weekly. Nah, you seem cool.
Sam
and she's laughing so hard.
It's true.
If you're
laughing,
saying.
You got me.
Yes, it's really small. And
you
it looks
got me,
weird.
Bro.
She's holding a pinched thumb and forefinger up above her head.
Pointing. Standing up a little bit in her seat.
She's doing the Arsenio Hall.
Get him.
I think the fifth row's fine, man. Relax.
Maybe the second and fifth row experience might be different depending on where you are. It might be regional. We talk about regional things in Regional Bullshit.
Regional Bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
This comes to us from KLFY in Lafayette, Louisiana. I didn't actually look up how to pronounce the name of this place.
Oh, Lafayette. There you go.
Thank you so much. Crowley? Sure. Oh, we said Crowley. Crowley. Surely Crowley.
Crowley.
Crowley's Rice Festival poster sparks debate over AI use.
Okay.
All right.
The 88th International Rice Festival in Crowley has sparked debate over its poster art, which was created with assistance from AI tools.
Assistance, you say?
Yeah, that... I don't know about all that. The poster, which includes a tribute to Fallen Rain officer Alan Nucci Credur, has received mixed reactions from the community. While some residents
look what they did to the Nucci.
This is very disrespectful of the Nucci and his beautiful life. What? While some
it's like
residents
they've dug him out for his grave. Now I have to grieve the Nucci all over again.
While some residents appreciate the artwork, others are critical of the use of AI in its creation. Quote, I just don't see the big problem or the big deal about it. It's just a poster, said one resident. Every year, a local artist is given the opportunity to showcase their work as the poster art for Crowley's International Rice Festival. Okay. This tradition celebrates Crowley's rich history with rice and often becomes a collector's item for festival goers.
See, I think that's kind of the issue for me is... The local artist should maybe be the one who produces the piece of art, you know?
Well, they with assistance. Maybe. They did. I mean, yeah. Some artists have assistance from the brush, from the paintbrush that they use.
Or their
Isn't
parents
just
who pay
tool?
For their loft apartment.
Yes. Yeah. Quote, honestly, I think it was ugly and I don't agree with that, but I just don't see the big deal about it. You know,
Yeah. It's
and we're in a new generation. It's kind of what the world is coming to, said another anonymous resident.
It doesn't have to. I don't want to see AI art anywhere.
Yeah, we can stop it from the world coming to that, I think. I hope.
Yeah, we could just quit using it.
This is so good to get in to defend the person's use of AI and be like, but it does look like shit.
Yeah. It looks like shit, but...
it looks like shit, but it's fine that you used it.
But I will defend to the death your right to produce this piece of shit.
It's really funny to me to say it's ugly, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
That's the most perfect art criticism I've ever heard.
Yeah. What about art for the sake of beauty or art for the sake of truth, huh?
Well, that's in the computer. Hmm. They taught the computer about truth.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, I thought you were saying the ugliness was correct. In the computer.
No, the ugliness is from the prompt.
It is kind of what the world's coming to, though.
Yeah, nowadays.
The controversy surrounding this year's poster art stems from the artist's use of AI tools to assist in its creation, which has led to discussions on social media about the role of technology in art. quote, "As far as the picture goes, I like the picture a lot, but I'm not sure about the authentication of it," said Tracy, a local resident.
Tracy, local idiot.
So, I mean, I have no problem with it.
What?
What do you mean? You're not sure about the authentication of it?
You haven't authenticated the picture?
What? News 10 reached out to both the artist and the International Rice Festival headquarters.
Don't call them that.
The artist? Yeah.
The artist.
The technician.
Yeah.
The registered user.
But they had not received a response by the time of reporting. The mixed reactions to the AI-assisted poster art highlight the ongoing conversation about technology's influence on traditional art forms. As the festival continues, the poster remains a central piece of the event's identity. Quote, "Well, the committee selected the poster, so if it's all right with them, it's all right with me," said resident Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas, for deferring to the authority of the committee.
I've included some samples of previous...
I was going to say, what is this? What work. Does this look like?
Yeah, so I've put a little thing in the chat there for you guys. So we have 2023s there at the top, which is a really beautiful... It looks kind of like a pencil illustration to me, but might be digital. It's just very colorful, very bright. You know, they're a little bit stylized. Their grasp of the human figure, a little strange maybe, but it is... It's beautiful. It's fun.
But that's what makes it human, you know?
Very pretty.
The 2022 one for the 85th one, which I believe was themed fire and rice. Pretty good.
It's cool as hell. Cool. They're cooking a big ass pot of rice.
Yeah, so these are all like really hand drawn posters.
Really?
Yeah. These aren't even like computer art. Like,
no. That one is straight up a pencil illustration and it's so colorful. It's so pretty. The one from 2013 is fucking nuts. It kind of looks like it was painted on silk by one of those like the Ghanaian movie poster artists.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. There's like there's moonlight. There's a bunch of lights shining on combine harvesters and grain silos. Like they are the stars of the show.
Yeah. You know? That's sick. I want
There's a big setup, and then down front there's a man playing a piano accordion. What I can only assume is some southern zydeco sweetness while some people dance away.
He's so lost in the music.
It's wonderful stuff.
And then
Oh my God, it's so awful.
Yeah, now this is an audio medium, so a little hard. But you all know what AI looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
It's got that really AI look about it too. Like, it's not one of the more modern ones. It's exactly what you're picturing.
Yeah.
It's with a big thing up the top that says, "Rice reigns." Then there's like a crown. And a kind of
scale
with rice in it, and then a big bowl of rice. And much like any piece of AI art, you can kind of look at the disparate elements and make sense of them. But they've always been kind of homogenized into a like David Cronenberg style morass of pieces that kind of don't go together. But
it's soulless.
It's a melange.
It's soulless. Certainly. There's not even any people in here. There's no joy.
Well, there
no
is. Joy. But not even like there's the silhouette of a dead cop in front of the stage.
Oh, is that him? Is that cool. The nerd?
I believe that is the man in question. Behind, is that a piano accordion?
And down.
I think.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell because it's fucking AI, so it looks weird and goopy. I think, like, genuinely, apart from the obvious stuff that offends me about this, is that, I genuinely think it's a beautiful thing for, like, a local artist to just be able to have a crack at something, because the previous ones don't look to me like they were necessarily done by professional artists.
Yeah.
No.
Even outside of, like, yeah, if you opened, like, the poster for like a film festival in a major city or something, you'd have art students and professional artists and all sorts of stuff applying for it. But if you just kind of do one in Crowley, Louisiana and say, "Hey, anyone can have a go at this." Do you get those opportunities for like just a local person who likes drawing and stuff to go, "You know what? Gonna like have a little crack at this thing." And maybe having that thing pulled out and featured is just a beautiful moment for them, you know, like
Marge
Simpson being in a streetcar named Desire.
Exactly.
No, someone
submitted this,
and the committee chose
scare
it.
Quotes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the other, like, saying an artist who did this thing is also offensive to me because they put some prompts into a thing and got it spat out. This to me is the same thing as if you went onto like a stock website and said, photo of rice being harvested or whatever. If you just pulled a bunch of like assets that somebody else had already generated and plonked them on a thing and said, I'm an artist.
So I made this. She is also like a photographer and graphic designer. And I think she did the some of the typography herself.
Has to have, right? Because okay. it's coherent. So. Yeah. The typography is coherent. You can read the words.
It's correct.
And it's not in the AI font.
Yeah.
Which is instantly recognizable. So she's synthesized the two, but the end result is still absolutely dog shit.
I also think that the concept, I think earlier someone said, you know, we've got to grapple with the role of technology in art. That's horseshit. Technology's been in art for as long as technology's been around, right? Like, the Beatles recording Tomorrow Never Knows, right? Like,
what
using the studio as an instrument, you know, people using like weird display tricks of like old computers and the like not clearing the blitter or whatever. But even like, you know, you were saying getting stuff off of the stock art kind of thing. You know, the people that are taking videos, and they might be stock videos, but then they're taking out the keyframes so that they like bleed off into like different shapes and meanings and that sort of stuff. It's you know, utilizing experimentation with technology in a transformative way.
Yeah.
Whereas this is not transformative at all.
No, it's the end product. It's the thing.
It's just the end product. You say, hey, I got a little circle in the middle here. I'd like you to put some rice bullshit in for me.
It's actually a little bit more complicated than that, and I'd be very happy to explain it to you because the woman who made this also has a blog in which she shares tips for making AI art. These are from a post that she did called Ultimate AI Art Prompts for Maximum Impact. I've just sort of chosen a few sort of choice things here. It was actually quite long. This is all under the subheading Viral Content Prompts. So just some examples of like good prompts for getting viral content, like art that will go viral. Like if you need something to go viral, you can just do this.
Already mad.
Optical illusion, face hidden in morning coffee foam, steam forming mysterious eyes, viral social media aesthetic, warm golden lighting, close-up macro photography style.
Gone.
I would love to see what dog shit that like pumps out.
Oh, you mean you can picture it? I mean, I can't when I close my eyes, but you guys but can other picture people, it when you close your eyes.
You can kind of imagine it as a concept.
What about this one?
There's something weird about the edges, right? There's something weird about the way that the edges are lit, that the light is never...
Yeah.
Consistent?
It's weirdly uniform in a way where you're like, oh, okay, this is AI. Double take image. Is it a mountain landscape or a sleeping giant's face? Dramatic sunset lighting, epic scale, perfect for viral shares.
Why would this image go viral?
Why would it go viral?
Why would it go viral? I guess
for what reason?
Boomer Facebook pages, maybe.
The one she did for the festival went viral.
That's true.
I guess. This did go viral.
She might be onto
Australian podcast
dogs,
is
just
about.
Make dog shit art and it'll go viral.
Yeah. And got to push other occasion. Artists out of the space as well at the same time. Sort of just go like your art in quotes, in place of where someone else would have like drawn something nice. So
I saw like a TikTok the other day that was just someone making a joke like, oh, I sure hope there's no AI artwork at the local market. And then there was just like so many scenes of like when you go to your local market and they've got like coasters and tea towels and shit, and it was just all AI dog shit.
Can you imagine how many like
scream,
like Byron Bay camper van lifestylers who just like they pay for their extended holiday by generating a bunch of dumb bullshit, going to a local print shop, churning it out, going to the markets, doing it for one weekend, a couple $100, keep moving. Fuck. Why can't you just do the cool? You know when you guys remember the guy that would be in the middle of the mall and he would have a piece of paper and a bunch of spray cans and some shapes and he'd make like a pyramid under the moon?
No.
You guys remember that guy?
No.
Yeah.
He'd put down
a like
your
guy.
He'd spray. No, he was everywhere. I saw one in Sydney. I've seen one in Brisbane. This guy's everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
He makes really
then,
sick looking like
And he's
cool.
got like 10 of them laid out on the ground around his
And you
like,
just buy one.
You
but
buy
the
one.
Show is kind of part of it because you're like, wait, why is he putting a plate down? And spraying around the it's the moon and there's a pyramid And there's a beautiful, sick, actually. It's really, they look amazing. I want to learn how to do that. And that guy, he's having an extended holiday, but he's making people happy with beautiful pictures of pyramids and alien landscapes at sunset.
That's beautiful. AI, not there. Beautiful. No. We've got to be so much more hostile to this shit. Yes. I've had enough. I want it out of my fucking sight.
Get out of my life. I don't want this AI shit. I want a beautiful 22-year-old from Uruguay who's making beautiful pictures of pyramids. 7 pyramids on Mars, Martian sunset, spray cans he got from Bunnings, the squirts ones that only cost like $5 each. No overheads, basically. People love it. I
what
love
a
it.
Life.
Sick of this shit.
Sick of it.
Face in the clouds, optical illusion, dramatic storm clouds forming human expression, cinematic lighting, awe-inspiring scale, trending content style.
Trending content style?
God, this what, sounds like dog shit. Song?
Trending content style.
Yeah. I think we share a brain now, Ben.
It fits just right.
Fucking hell.
Hidden animal shapes in everyday objects. Coffee stain that looks like elephant silhouette. Minimalist white background. Perfect for engagement. I will kill you. I don't even care that you're an ordinary single mother whose life has been ruined by this. I fucking hate you.
It feels like these prompts are being AI generated.
Yeah. They probably are.
Yeah.
To feed back into the machine.
It's probably like ChatGPT. Tell me a good prompt for art.
Generate me best prompts, viral art.
Yeah.
Use your brain. Pick up a pencil.
Yeah.
Drawing is really hard. And it's, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to draw as an adult.
Yeah,
but
it's
embarrassing to learn because you'll look at something that you've drawn and you'll be like, no one can ever see this.
No, I've got it. This needs to go in the bin, like
this
at the bottom of the
destroyed.
Bin.
I remember, I used to work at this design studio in like the fucking mid-2000s maybe, right? And I worked with this dude. We were good friends and we lived together as well. And we would
good friends. Historians say they were good friends.
They lived together as well.
Two best friends lived together for 75 years.
Just two friends living and working together. So we would, we'd work on stuff at work, and then we'd go home and get real high and work on freelance stuff, and then go back to work and work on work stuff. And like, at some point, I remember early in the piece here, I was having this conversation about like the idea of sort of making a website and like aggregating content from other places and putting ads on it and then just kind of turning that into like a passive revenue source, you know? But like that, it was a novel idea at the time kind of thing.
Are you saying you invented Pinterest first?
No, I'm not saying I invented it first. I'm saying it was more like when that stuff was not the whole fucking internet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember us talking about that concept as like, oh, that's a thing we could do and like make some money out of or whatever. But we were too stoned, so we did
a website called Aggregator, but the
with like a yeah.
Yeah,
like
the, chomp, chomp. Like the Gator.
Like
yeah, the
gator.
Gator is your mascot.
Oh shit.
Hi, I'm Gator the Aggregator. He doesn't have to talk. Axe the voice. We don't need the voice.
This was like the age of people using like StumbleUpon and shit like that.
That was my social media platform of choice.
What's StumbleUpon?
I was trying to get updates on StumbleUpon for ages.
Is this like a Reddit?
Oh, you were on the supply side of StumbleUpon?
I was on the supply side of StumbleUpon. So it was a browser plugin. Primarily, I think there was also just a website for it, but you listed topics you were interested in and you would hit the stumble button and it would take you to a random website that had been submitted to that category.
Yeah, it's actually a sick idea and it would still be great.
It was just like a cool website link aggregator. If only there were still 10 cool websites.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine finding a new website.
No, well, fucking none of it's fun anymore.
No one puts things on websites anymore. No one would make a new website for their thing. It would go somewhere else.
Yeah.
People need to go back to autistically cataloging niche interests on a website. Just yourself. Just cool. Yeah. Just cool blogging.
Maybe even I could go back to doing that.
Setting atheism as one of your interests on StumbleUpon and just looking at cool atheist websites and then updating them.
Setting your interest to atheism and Deftones.
Man, it was basically it was like movies, atheism, books, and Deftones.
I guess my point is just that, like, I just felt like I hit a little sudden time warp then of just remembering the start of the time when the internet started to be like aggregation engines.
Yeah.
You know? And now at the end we've got somebody logging into the aggregation and agreement machine and putting in prompts, and the prompts all end with perfect for viral shares, trending content style, perfect for engagement. Like, yeah. these shouldn't be concepts that you can feed into something programmatically and have it understand in any way. No, that's horrifying to me.
It isn't, and it won't, and it can't. But that's what people want. It's so...
We need a new beginning. We need a new...
Yes.
So we need something to just wipe this all away.
Yeah. Dirty EMP slate. 2032 Olympics. These ones are under the subheading Artistic Style Exploitation Prompts NFT Collection Optimized. Cyberpunk Portrait with Neon Accent Lighting, Futuristic Aesthetic, Digital Art Style, Collectible Character Design, Marketplace Ready Quality, Rare Trait Combinations.
What is
Elon,
the point
Elon
of
Musk
this?
Hearing that and coming?
Rare Trait Combinations.
Rare trait combinations.
Scottish reggae artist.
Nurse, shotgun arm.
Another one here. Quote, abstract geometric composition, bold color palette, mathematical precision, digital artwork style, NFT marketplace optimized, investment worthy aesthetic.
Digital artwork style.
What are they describing?
Yeah.
What is the picture?
What is the thing? What is it?
What
of?
Is it?
Do you
what?
Think the picture's coming out and they're saying, oh, I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah. There it is. It's one of those.
It's just, well, if you're thinking for me, I guess that's what I thought.
Fuck.
A good friend of mine who has been like an AI guy for a while, and he's also like has very entrepreneurial aspirations, and I love him.
Yeah, I'll kill him.
Yeah, we'll fucking kill him, dude.
Well, like a cool guy. Like the most recent episode of new season South Park was about the entrepreneurs among us who like to have ChatGPT agree with them.
It's pretty good, actually.
And my friend sent me a message afterwards, and he was like, that one hit a little close to home.
Oh, that one's reachable.
Yeah. He was like, oh, when one of the characters asked ChatGPT if their French fry salad was a good idea, and it said, that's a great idea, great business idea. And he went, ooh, that made me feel bad about my dog supplement company idea.
That's good. You should feel bad. Come on.
I don't want people to feel bad, but you should feel bad about the things you're meant to feel bad about.
If you've been using this stuff, like, it's not too late to stop. You don't have to embrace it. You can be done with ChatGPT.
That shame you feel, it's real. Follow it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's healthy. It's healthy.
It's going to lead you somewhere good. It's going to lead you to making art with
shame
your friends.
Shame is the teacher.
Yes, it is.
Listen to it. When shame speaks to you, hear her.
Listen.
Here are some advanced prompting strategies. These are in specific categories. So your prompts need emotional triggers. Some examples here. Aspirational lifestyle. Authentic moment. Premium quality feel.
Okay. I don't think it's going to have a premium quality feel.
No. I don't think it's going to have... What's
you won't
the thing
have
in the
that authentic moment.
Authentic so moment. This is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
On the rare occasion that I would log into Facebook to like look at Facebook Marketplace or something, right? If I'm on my phone, the first thing I see is like 1,800 posts that are all like an AI-generated photo of someone standing in front of like a 16-foot-tall, impossibly intricate ice carving of an eagle.
Oh, yeah,
it's
full of AI shit, yeah.
And then the caption says, my niece carved this ice carving, but everyone says she's a stupid fucking slut for doing it.
And this won't go viral. So
everyone says she's so moronic and it will never go viral. And if you look at the replies to the post that has been shared tens of thousands of times, most of them are going, wow, it's beautiful. And but the rest they're are
all AI too. Those are AI generated responses. Like,
yeah, but there's also heaps of posts that are like, but this is just AI. That's no good. You know? And I'm like, but that's still, you're still engaging with it. You're still engaging with it anyway. And I just looked into Facebook then to see if that is what my feed looked like. And instead I got a beautiful slice of humanity posted in the group Dim Sims for Life.
Oh, that's I was just looking, that looks so good. I want to eat really that fucking good. Right that looks now.
Someone has posted a photo of their Dimmy burrito.
Yeah.
Looks
now,
good.
If you're not from Australia, that's how we say things. We take something like Dim Sim.
Yeah. Or two Dim syllables, Sum, as you might know them.
And, well, actually, do we need to explain the Australian idea of a Dim Sim?
It's like a long, it's a long dim sim, long dim sum.
I want to kind of filled with like a ground meat product.
You kind of have to picture the eggs from the Alien movies if they were rounded rectangles, because they do have the cross across the top that sort of opens like the petals of a flower a little bit to allow, I guess, for the steam that escapes from the dim sim in the cooking process.
It's never occurred to me that other people would have no fucking idea what this is. I am begging you, if you are a listener who is not from Australia, to Google or DuckDuckGo, preferably, Australian dim sim.
Yeah,
and look at the photos of these objects.
Deep fried dim sim from the cafe attached to a Bunnings.
Or it can be steamed, which is way more fucked up.
It's
way
more fucked up to steam. I like a steamed one.
They're so rubbery.
I mean, these are steamed in the burrito, right? So he steamed 4 Aldi dim sims and put them in a burrito wrap.
Dimmy burrito, 4 steamed Aldi's space.
With ketchup mayonnaise.
I guess we're meant to take
Spelt like ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mayonnaise, and chili oil cooked in the sandwich press till crispy from Benalla, Victoria.
Yeah. I think he's actually talking this down a little bit as well, because it's not just chili oil. It's like Szechuan chili crisp. Like, there's visibly the bits of chili crisp in there.
Yeah.
It's not good in the future. I don't like the AI stuff.
If you're making like high person trash food and you've skipped putting some cheese in there, what are you fucking...
That image is also more beautiful than any AI-generated photo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No,
genuine moment.
Imagine crushing that drunk at 1:30 a.m. at home. God damn. You know? There's still beauty out there in the world.
Man, I don't even know if they...
With eyes to see.
Can you still buy the packets of like 9 frozen dim sims that are just about the size of 2 golf balls? Is those still in the freezer section at supermarkets?
Absolutely.
The big bags, right?
And I'm going to get
some dim sims this week.
Go on dimmy mode.
We should try and make a fancy version of the bad Australian dim sim. I think that's what the world
needs
right now.
An elevated dim sim?
Elevated
Elevated dim sim.
Tuck shop dim sim.
Like a bunch of ground high quality pork and prawn in there, you know?
One of the guys in my crew is called Hot Box Dim Sim. What up, HB? commercial intent.
Fuck.
Yeah, sorry. Still got more. Conversion focused, brand aligned, purchase inspiring.
Purchase inspiring. I'm going to kill not myself, others.
Someone's getting killed.
This is also, so it's hyphenated, purchase and inspiring, as if it's like an adverbial compound, an adverbial construct, which is one of the most infuriating pairs of words I've ever heard in my life.
Grim.
Purchase inspiring.
Ugh.
This is an eminently buyable object. and of course, you need to include some viral elements like shareable content, discussion starter, engagement boosting. What do you think the machine will give you for that?
Yeah, what is that? Is it just going to put something controversial in there? Like what?
Yeah.
Like an 8-year-old white girl doing a Nazi salute in the image just to generate a little bit of buzz? And finally, I think I'm backtracking a little bit to the original article about this AI artwork. There was actually a little
bit
of a...
Just been kicked Inception style, coming back up a level.
That's right, we're going back up a level. This is a little footnote at the bottom of the story from KLFY in Lafayette, Louisiana. All facts in this report were gathered by journalists employed by KLFY. Artificial intelligence tools were used to reformat from a broadcast script into a news article for our website.
That started so strong.
Yeah.
They've started so strong.
Yeah. Oh, people are doing it.
People
are
doing it, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then we fed it into the machine.
You put it in the machine. So, what
so you're a newsroom, but you're not really into the whole kind of writing it into an article part? You're not into the editing, per se?
God damn. That's just...
I like that Australian lawyer this week who was getting shredded by a judge for his arguments all just having like invented cases and people in them.
Wasn't it like a murder case really? As well or something? Like it was quite serious, whatever the fuck it was.
Well, the guy, what I really liked was the lawyer responding to this, or counsel or solicitor or whatever the fuck we're meant to call him, who said, oh, well, what I was doing was I was like asking... ChatGPT, or maybe it was like Claude. I think he was asking Claude to put together stuff for him. And he was like, and then I validated that by putting that into Microsoft Copilot and asking it to check all the stuff for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's thinking.
Actually, can I give you guys something that I didn't include because I was like, it's not quite there. So I'll just give it to you really, really quickly.
Yes. I guess.
And I'm going to do it either. Our new segment called Dump It.
When the story ain't funny enough, dump it. When there ain't enough funny stuff, junk it. If you want the show to be good, then go on and dump all that stuff.
Beautiful. That's really nice.
So this is for stuff where I was like, the kernel of the core thing of it is kind of funny, but it's not enough for me to actually write it down or include it. This is just some good old-fashioned regular human incompetence, not AI incompetence like the lawyers. A lady this week lost her Fair Work Commission appeal about getting fired because she was a nurse who defibrillated a completely awake patient.
Oh. Have any of you guys seen The Pit?
I'm not going to watch that. It sounds very stressful.
Yeah, stressful, yeah.
Oh, but man, Noah it's... Wiley is yeah, but so Noah Wiley. Beautiful.
Oh, he's very, very daddy in that show. Oh, my God. Dr. Robbie?
Noah Wiley?
Dr. Robbie?
Is that what
it's Wiley? Pronounced Wiley.
Oh, we've all been saying it Wiley like since that? The 90s, man, since he was on ER.
You got to get Dr. Robbie pilled.
But, he kind of looks like that guy from Taskmaster.
But in that show, like a thing the doctors keep doing because they're in like they're in the emergency room, and if somebody is kind of like drifting off on them or losing consciousness or whatever, they get like they just sort of have one knuckle out and they like just rub it in a circular motion on the sternum. So me and Elder kept seeing him do that, and like now I keep doing it to her. if we're on the couch and she like gets a little lost in her phone or is like a little drowsy, I just and then we have a good laugh about it. She did it to me the other day though, and I'll tell you what, that is not funny.
We're talking about Dr. Kenneth Monitoff from Donnie Darko.
The charismatic science teacher.
Okay, all right.
He's sexier now, though.
Woo! Oh, okay. Ooh. All right, I'll do some investigating. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for subscribing. We really appreciate having you here. There was a story I was hoping we were going to get to in this one, because I think if we do it in a free episode, we're going to get yelled at a bunch, but I was hoping it would be within the confines of this safe, trusted space, but we'll just have to see. We need you guys to be our shooters.
Yeah.
We need you out there defending us, being like, no, they are coming from a good place. Their hearts are true.
Their hearts are true.
They're not really mean. It's just kind of a bit.
It's a bit. They're very generous, open, loving, sensual people.
You've never been on the corner just joking with your homies?
Oh, my God. That's actually, can I leave you with a little, this is my advice to you, the listener. This week, make an active effort to post up on the corner with your crew. It doesn't have to be a literal corner. It could be a stoop. It could be a veranda. It could be, you know what's really fucking fun? If you live in a place that has a driveway or a front lawn of some kind, and you've got some outdoor chairs, don't post up in the backyard. Post up in the front yard and then have a couple of beers and just watch the world go by. Maybe say hi to some strangers who are like enjoying the vibe you guys are putting out. That can make for some of the most perfect afternoons of your life.
Bring your Bluetooth speaker out there. Play some Bob Seger. Say hi to Nancy from down the street as she walks past, you know?
Yui Boom? And you're cranking out Dub Side of the Moon?
Dub Side of the Moon.
He did, and I knew exactly what he was talking about, too.
Thought I misheard.
No, Dub Side of the Moon fucking rules. Doom Side of the Moon? Also very good.
There was like a 36 Chambers one.
Man, that's a fucking good time. Just you and a few members of your crew hanging out. And you know what? Someone with a cute dog goes past. You go, wow, that's a really cute dog. And that person goes, oh, yeah, this is Ezekiel. You go, what up, Zeke? I like your style. And then, bam, you're having a perfect afternoon.
Radio dread.
Weather's getting better. It's time to do it. Post up with your crew. Find a corner. Make a crew.
If you don't have a crew, post up and soon the crew will find you.
If you post up, they will come.
Hey, and if you're a busy parent, the crew can be your family. That's okay.
I reckon that might be the latest in an episode we've got the title ever. we'll talk to you very soon. Remember, defend us in the free episode. You'll know it when you hear it. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.